Who is our advocate?
Christ taught us how to pray, and through his divine words, we know the meaning of prayer in his name. There remains only for us to know Christ in his role of advocacy and intercession.
He ended his farewell message to his disciples with a prayer of intercession, with which he sealed all his past works. Then he interceded for his own, saying, I pray for them. Keep them in thy name. Sanctify them in the truth.
No doubt this prayer is a sample of his intercession in heaven. Inspired by this truth, the Apostle Paul, in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, said, Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
We understand from this verse that he still continues his work of salvation in heaven, as he did on earth, in continual fellowship with the Father, in direct intercession before him. Every work of grace in Christ is always preceded by his intercession, and every blessing descending on us from above, carrying the divine impress, comes through the intercession and advocacy of Christ.
Without doubt, the advocacy of Christ is the fruit of the atonement and its glory. When he gave himself to ransom humanity, he had one goal, the glory of God in their salvation, and by his intercession, this goal is realized. For God is glorified in the salvation of a sinner, who in turn, through salvation, becomes a means to the praise of God's glory.